had to choose between obeying God and obeying an earthly authority, you can relate to the apostles Peter and John. Today here on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah considers the dilemma of these early church leaders who faced this choice boldly and cleverly. As he continues his series, The Church in Action, here's David to introduce today's thought-provoking message, When God Says Yes.
Well, today we're going to talk about an issue that has more and more come into play in our culture today, perhaps than ever before in the United States. I remember earlier on in my life, a common phrase that we used to hear a lot was a conscientious objector. That was a person who did not do what they were supposed to do because they had a conscience against it. Often was used to, as a reason for not going to war. Well, I'm anxious to get started with this story. Here are the apostles caught in the middle between the government and God. And what do they do?
It all started on the way to prayer meeting, if you remember. Peter and John were going to the regular time of prayer in the temple when they had that encounter with a beggar who had been 40 years lame, actually lame from his birth. He had never walked. When Peter reached out and in the power of Jesus of Nazareth, he healed that poor cripple, he had no idea what kind of trouble he was going to get into. The next thing Peter knew, this guy was so excited about what had happened to him, he began to praise God and dance around and shout. And it was bad enough that he did it outside on Solomon's porch, but he actually went in the temple and began to praise God out loud. The Bible says, as he held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's porch. And Peter seized the opportunity to preach his second spirit-filled message of the early church. Now, his hard-hitting message got him and John thrown into jail. And they ended up spending the night in jail. And the next day, they were hauled before the Sanhedrin to give an account of their dealings with the lame man and explain why they were preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once again, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, says the scripture, preach the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth, and as we open our Bibles, we're waiting to find out what the Sanhedrin will do with these courageous apostles. As we look at the verses in this chapter, in the fourth chapter, they kind of fall into three different sections, and I think it might help us to know ahead of time that verses 13 to 18, the council, or the Sanhedrin, is speaking. In verses 19 to 23, the two apostles are speaking. And in verses 24 to 31, the church is responding to everything that happens, and we'll see how this affected the early church. So we begin in chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, with the council reacting to the courage of the apostles. The council is going to respond now to what's happened because the apostles have taken such boldness in preaching the gospel. And the first thing we learn is that they react with surprise. It says in verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled.